The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of the man who said, "The reason I got into journalism is that you don't have to get up in the morning." Hunter Thompson, born in Louisville, 1939. His father was an insurance agent, and Thompson grew up in a comfortable, affluent home. But then his father got sick and died, and they lost all their money. And suddenly, Hunter Thompson was not a part of the social elite of Louisville. It changed his life. He became known for his outrageous pranks and then was arrested in his senior year in high school for vandalism and attempted robbery. He did time in the Air Force, wrote for the newspaper at his base, started writing for small newspapers, a freelance writer, at the same time as he studied The Great Gatsby, his favorite novel, outlining it and rewriting passages, trying to figure out how he could write like Fitzgerald. His big break came in 1964 when The Nation magazine asked him to write an investigative article about a motorcycle gang, the Hell's Angels. And after it was published, Hunter Thompson got a call from a publisher offering him $1,500 to write a book about them. He bought a motorcycle with the advance and started driving around the country. In 1967, he published his book, Hell's Angels, The Strange and Terrible Saga of the Outlaw Motorcycle Gangs. And the success of it inspired Hunter Thompson to become a journalist of the counterculture. In 1971, he published his most famous book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, all about a trip he took to that city on powerful drugs and alcohol. Though Thompson once said, "I haven't found a drug yet that can get you anywhere near as high as sitting at a desk writing, trying to imagine a story." It's the birthday of Jessamine West, born in Jennings County, Indiana, 1902, grew up in Yorba Linda, California. She was a cousin of Richard Nixon. She babysat him when he was growing up. She wrote a bestseller when she was 43 called The Friendly Persuasion, about her Quaker ancestors back in Indiana. And it's the birthday of the playwright Clifford Odets, born in Philadelphia, 1906. In 1931, he was one of the founding members of the Group Theater in New York, which produced his play Waiting for Lefty about labor unions, based on the 1934 New York taxi driver strike. Here are two poems for today by Donald Hall, the first entitled The Young Watch Us. The young girls look up as we walk past the line at the movie and go back to examining their fingernails. Their boyfriends are combing their hair and chew gum as if they meant to insult us. Today, we made love all day. I look at you. You are smiling at the sidewalk, dear, wrinkled face. And a second poem, Gold. Pale gold of the walls, gold of the centers of daisies, yellow roses pressing from a clear bowl. All day we lay on the bed, my hand stroking the deep gold of your thighs and your back. We slept and woke, entering the golden room together, lay down in it, breathing quickly, then slowly again caressing and dozing, your hand sleepily touching my hair now. We made, in those days, tiny, identical rooms inside our bodies, which the men who uncover our graves will find in 1,000 years, shining and whole. Two poems by Donald Hall, The Young Watch Us and Gold. From White Apples and the Taste of Stone, Selected Poems 1946 to 2006. Published by Houghton Mifflin Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas, produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.